As the Olympic Games proceed, London continues a cultural Olympiad. On this week's News and Views, we talk with music director of the Berlin Philharmonic, Simon Rattle, who on the eve of the opening ceremonies conducted the London Symphony Orchestra and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Simon Rattle is as passionate about music as any athletic icon is about sports, about its intrinsic value and its ability to change lives. If the culture has not embraced music with equal ardor, perhaps we've been going about it the wrong way, he says.
There was always something weird in music education. If you were going to teach someone to play football, you'd give them a ball. Tennis, you'd give them a racket. But music, you'd say, listen to this. We just seem to be missing the point that kids have to play. They have to do it themselves. Music is not a virtual activity.
Rattle's music making on the podium can be vigorous and athletic, but sometimes in the midst of a performance, he'll stand still in front of the orchestra, listening and watching.
I'm trying to persuade them to take it on themselves. You know, what people who aren't involved every day in music don't realize is that there are hundreds of different ways to approach a symphony and countless ways of phrasing in every bar. I want the mass energy of all these fantastic musicians. I don't want them just to reflect what maybe I have in mind, because that's one person's idea. The energy of more people working as a team is so important.
On the next News and Views, Rattle's Path to the Podium. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. As the Summer Olympic Games got underway, the Cultural Olympics offered a program featuring two orchestras, the London Philharmonic and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. On this week's News and Views, we talked to the conductor, Simon Rattle. Born in 1955, Rattle got a drum set at age 4. By 7, he was reading scores his older sister had brought home. By 8 or 9, he was attending concerts at the Liverpool Philharmonic, and he soon caught the conducting bug from Gustav Mahler.
It was the Mahler Second Symphony when I was about 10 or 11, and hearing that for the first time, that performance is tattooed on my DNA somewhere. And I know that at that moment, I thought, no, I want to be in the middle of this.
Rattle played piano, percussion, and violin, but beat a path to the podium. At 19, he became assistant conductor of the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and at 22, the assistant conductor of the Liverpool Philharmonic. At 25, Rattle was appointed principal conductor of the Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, where he was appointed music director in 1990, at the age of 35. In 2002, Rattle assumed his present position as principal conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic. Conducting, says Rattle, has always been addictive.
You're somehow in the middle of all this energy. You're not making it happen, but an enormous amount of the energy from the composer and the musicians is channeled through you. The job is to enable people to give their best and see whether you can really tell the story.
On the next News and Views, Simon Rattle and Philadelphia. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Conductor Simon Rattle led the London Philharmonic and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra in a concert heralding the start of the Olympic Games. On this week's News and Views, we look at this world-renowned conductor and his relationship with Philadelphia. When Rattle was last in the city to conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra, he also conducted the Children of Play on Philly, a social program modeled after Venezuela's El Sistema. Play on Philly CEO and Curtis alum, Stanford Thompson, says the experience was one the kids will never forget.
He's there making music with those kids just as passionately as he did with the Curtis Symphony. And the music that he made with the Philadelphia Orchestra that same night.
Rattle believes in close relationships with the orchestras he conducts, and his guest conducting in America is concentrated with a few ensembles. He was principal guest conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic from 1981 to 94. In 1993, he began his relationship with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
It was never difficult with this orchestra. We just made a connection all immediately. And that's really lasted. It's so funny because often you don't know the superficial things about people, but often we are showing the most vulnerable and emotional parts of ourselves on stage.
Rattle is enthusiastic about Philadelphia's new music director, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
He's a great musician. He's really a find, and I think it will help the orchestra in this situation, which has been difficult for it, to have someone so generous and charismatic and just damn good.
Simon Rattle returns to Philadelphia to conduct the orchestra in May of next year. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.